I'm not coughing anymore, but my throat is really tired and sore, and not for the usual fun reasons.
I love your blowjob voice.
Thank
it's
you.
Just the
Thank
best.
You.
Oh my! Well,
not that that reflex has gone off in many years. But
Jesus Christ, can sound like when a Big Fatty's show. This week, Big Fatty put out a show.
Bye, Nicole.
This Big Fatty put out a show where, in the background, people were actually literally having sex.
He broadcast from an orgy.
Yeah, in his hotel room at the Hora Hotel, and it's first time ever that Big Fatty gave me wood.
Wow.
I popped major wood listening to somebody get their ass eaten.
I do love good audio,
but
I must say.
I always thought that'd be a great podcast to just have somebody having sex in the background.
Do you want to be the guy who's not having sex for that whole hour?
I'll be talking. And now he's inserting his penis into his anus.
Here we see the twink on his back.
Porno for the blind.
Thanks now.
Bye-bye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love your blowjob. Big Fatty put out a... Big Fatty gave me wood.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4678 of BFO for Wednesday the 14th. Oh, January 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and a couple of gas reports and that musical thing I mentioned yesterday, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Aw, Chris. And a shivery good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello, Tater's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're taters today, because y'all, well, you'll find out why you're taters today in just a matter of seconds. But before we get to that, I wanted to thank Giggles and Mac and Flow Rider and Cora Bev and Chris. They wished Big Fatty good morning last year at Leather Weather. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Well, this is why you're taters today, because y'all, today, the 14th of January, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's Steve the Tater's celebration, and y'all, one of his favorite Broadway shows or theatrical productions is Starlight Express, and I just want you to listen to how the beginning of the show sounds, the song sounds. Now, y'all, I'll get back to Steve the Tater's celebration of exiting the birth canal in just a minute, but y'all, I wanted you to listen and hear how the difference in music is without the voices, and you just get the music. It goes from a bellowing, a very vocal song to something that's almost mellow. And I'm just going to jump back and forth from the vocal version to the version that took the vocals out. So give it a listen.
Use the power. Have within you somewhere deep inside.
Now, y'all, you may not find this interesting at all, but Big Fatty thinks it's very interesting how there are programs out there that can just go in and take the voices out, and you just get an entirely different feel to the song. And like I said, this is one of Steve the Tata's favorite songs, and since it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal, I thought I'd incorporate this today. It's also one of my favorite songs. I saw this show in London when I was over there many, many years ago. Let's listen to a little bit more here.
I am
of celebrations of exiting the birth canal to Steve the Tata. If you see him on the social medias, tell him that you hope he has a Starlight Express kind of day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all.
In the air like that. It's true. Y'all, a couple of things. Y'all, I was reminded, I wasn't reminded at all. I remembered over the weekend, I was coming back to the villa after doing the big circle on Sunday, and it may have been Saturday, but I think it was Sunday. And, y'all, I'm just walking around. Yes, we play like that crazy old man in the neighborhood. That's me. Y'all, had my, you know, my ear pods in. And, then there were these, two, I don't know, they must have probably been, somewhere between six and 8 years old, 6 and 9 years old, somewhere in there, kids on their bicycles, and whatever, kind of pulled up beside me. I was on the sidewalk. They were in the street, and he says, hey, would you like to see us do some tricks on our new bicycles? And I said, well, sure. You know, this is what happens when you become the old man in the neighborhood. They're just you know, approached by strangers. Big Fatty, that kind of sounds like the Horror Hotel, approached by strangers. Well, there's a lot of truth there. But so y'all, one of them rode by me, and they were sitting side saddle. And I said, oh, that's pretty good. And then the one who had spoken to me, he the other one wasn't wearing a helmet.
But the one I spoke to me, it was his turn, and he was wearing a helmet, and he came riding by holding on to the handlebars and one foot on the seat of the bike and the other one sticking out the back like he was some sort of Greek Apollo bicycle rider. And you know, I said, well, y'all are pretty good at all that. Y'all be careful, though. And as they were riding away, the one who had approached me says, have a nice day, mister. And I went, well, you too. And well, at least he didn't say a grandpa. And he could have. Y'all, let's see. Sunday, I did not watch the 60 minutes because it wasn't on. Y'all watched just the opening part. By the way, let me just go back. The CBS Weekend News. Y'all, they're still using the big fancy desk studio that John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois were using, and y'all, and you know, that Tony DeCoppel, he's out gallivanting. I don't see the value of him standing in front of a landmark in front of a city. It's just, you know, and it starts off, from America, this is the CBS Evening News with Tony DeCoppel. You know, from America, whatever. But y'all, it's just it ain't the same. Okay, it just ain't the same. And I'm, and when he is in New York, he's like at the back of that studio where the Weekend News is done, and that's off in the background. It's like he's in the back of the room, and it's just ain't nothing about it that makes any sense. And y'all, it's the "and now the end is near, I face the final music," big brother. What I was saying is I watched the beginning of the what is that called? The People's Choice Awards. Was it People's Choice? I don't know. Whatever that award show, Golden Globes, that was it. And y'all, Nikki Glaser, I enjoyed her introduction, her bit at the beginning. She says that CBS is now where CBS News is now where you go to CBS and I agree with her on that. It's just well, you anyway, I'll leave it at that. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all slept like a baby Sunday night, got up on Monday morning, had my brufkas, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off to get my hires cut. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it's just, life is, for Big Fatty, is just so much better when I've had a haircut. And, y'all, it's just lovely. And, y'all, I was printing up signs for the Leather Weather Weekend. And, y'all, I think I mentioned that my ink cartridge, my tricolor ink cartridge, went out. So after the haircut, I went by the Walmart, and y'all, I needed a couple of things: some cocoa mix and some little bowls. And it seems like there was something else, but I got me the smallest ink cartridge I could get. For this, because y'all, I have subscribed to the HP Inc. Plan, and they charge you about $5 a month, and when you run out of ink, they send it to you, but you are limited in the number of pages you can print each month. But y'all, I don't print that many pages, and ink ain't cheap. It just ain't cheap. And I think this is probably, I'm going to give it a try. I think I tried it once before, and I changed my mind. But anyway, so I did my nipple walking and all, and y'all, I've been catching up on the Jeopardy on the TV machine and all, and y'all, real cold on Monday night, and y'all slept like a baby, and y'all, by the way, I started reading my book Elfie. You know, that's the early days of Elphaba, before she went to Shiz. A big fatty, she turned to Shiz. Well, she went to Shiz, anyway, and I was able to kind of pick up where I left off. And anyway, got up Tuesday morning, had my breakfast, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off to senior size class, let them know I wouldn't be there Thursday, didn't tell them why. And and after that, I did the big circle, came back, ate me a little bit of lunch, and piddling around little things, and y'all, I'll be going to Shady Pines later on today, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, I've gotten a couple of gas reports. Y'all, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Because if you're not, you better be. Y'all, the first from Miss Bacon, I got this sometime last week, y'all. I couldn't believe it. $1.98 a gallon. Big Fatty! And y'all, who knew that we'd be celebrating $1.98 a gallon? Y'all, I can remember gas wars when it was 10 cents, 12 cents for ethyl, and 15 cents for high test. And but y'all, that Dennis in the Colorado Springs, Big Fatty, where is he from? I don't know, but I want to know because, y'all, he sent me at the Costco. It was $1.73 a gallon. Big Fatty, help me up off the floor. I've all but fainted. What can I say? But good on you, both of you, for getting the cheap gas. Well, Big Fatty, your gas really isn't expensive. It has lingering effects, but you know, it's I don't think there's a price on it. Well, it's probably oh dear gosh, y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely hump day. Y'all will be telling you more about leather weather weekend. Although, I think that Daniel Biba read the schedule over there at The Mix. Crooked Hat was back with him this past Friday night. That just came out. So it was nice to hear Crooked Hat's voice again. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy. That's Steve the Tater. You know, he used to do that airplane show. And Steve the Tater, on your birthday, in your advancing days, or what kind of thing do you want?
I love your blowjob.
Big Fatty put out a... Big Fatty gave me wood.
Oh! 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 Well... quick! Get him in the rubber room!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.